Brett Finch, Brian Fletcher, I'm Joel Kane. We're now joined by this great character.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
Oh, I know what you've done here, Fletchy boy. He's a great mate of the show. Is that what it is?
He's a great mate of the show, but more importantly, he's a great mate of his opposition player.
Oh, who?
Liam Knight.
Yes.
They live together. Well, Toby, sorry, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, boys. That intro music was quite weird, though, but how are you?
Yeah, it's going good. Well, we did it because playing Liam Knight this weekend. Do you still live together?
Yeah, we moved out about 2 months ago or something. So, the wounds are still a bit fresh. Yeah.
Well, have you requested both your coaches to, try and keep normality and your room together up there for Magic Round, you and Liam?
No, we haven't just yet, but it's actually quite a good idea. I might argue Uncle Wayne will call and see if he's all right with it.
Yeah, that'd be a good call, wouldn't it?
It would be a good call. What's happening, mate? How's life?
Life's so good. I love life so much right now. We're up the sunny coast. Come up here on a Wednesday, so we're here together for 3 days for a bit of team bonding, just to try and, forget about the past, look forward to the future. And then we're driving down to Brizzy on Friday from here, and then we leave on the Sunday. So life's really good. Couldn't get much better.
So shirts off when you're training. It's a warm weather up there. Just parading around, you'd love it, wouldn't you?
Fletch, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
He mentioned team bonding, right? Yes. If you're going to do it properly, what happened when the Tigers went on a team bonding session? What happened that following week?
They won.
So if you're going to bond properly, Toby, is that any chance?
Look, all I can do is hope and pray that happens like the days of old, but I can't be holding my breath.
Toby, Brett Finch here, mate. My good mate, Bill Chambers, has joined you. Has he... Have you had to put the earmuffs on yet? He certainly can talk. How's he been? He hasn't got under your skin yet?
Not personally, but yeah, he's a pretty loud character. Like, I've always sort of seen him play growing up and stuff and knew he could sledge, but wasn't really aware that he did it to his own teammates as well. So the earmuffs are sort of, they're in reach. They're getting closer and closer as each day goes by.
Now, Toby, you're off contract this year. I'd imagine there'd be a few clubs sniffing around. Have you spoken to Cronulla? And more importantly, have you spoken to Craig Fitzgibbon, the new Sharks coach for next year?
Yeah, I've been speaking to Cronulla a bit. And, met with Fitzy. I'll call him Fitzy now because we're friends.
Yeah. call him the Gibbon. Call him the Gibbon.
Gibbon. Okay. Gibbon. A couple of weeks ago. On a Sunday at a cafe, and we had a really good chat, and gave me a few phone calls since then as well. Honestly, I'm really impressed with what I'm hearing from him. And from sort of what I hear from everyone else that knows him, he's just an unreal bloke, unreal coach, real good head on his shoulders. And I like what he's sort of telling me about the direction he wants to take the club in, and just how he has a passion just for sort of, really like building men. And that sounds a bit weird. I forget the actual word to use, but... Pretty much, long story short, I like what he's saying. So, yeah, we've talked for a bit.
That's great. So that means when do you sign with the Bulldogs?
I think it's in 2 weeks. Or so.
Oh, dear. Now, if the commentators go, crack, Toby Rudolph has just ironed out, insert name, who have you taken out? Who's the target?
Obviously Liam Knight.
Yeah.
Do you have a target each week going into games, or it's just opportunity to see when it presents itself in a game, or is there... Anyone you put their head on a plate before leading in?
It's usually opportunities. I mean, last week the boys were getting into me to go after James Fisher-Harris, but that didn't go too well. We got beat by 40 points. So I tend to sort of just let it happen as the game unfolds. There are some times when I try to go after players, come off second best, but yeah, look, I sort of try and take every battle personally and just try and get one up, but it hasn't happened the past few weeks. I'm going to do it this weekend against South.
Just on the Penny Panthers, is James Fisher-Harris... the most informed player you've played against? And a second question to that, you've played both Melbourne and the Panthers already this year. Who's the team to beat, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think Fisher-Harris is, I think by far, the if not the front rower form player in the comp, just the form in the comp in general. He's absolute machine, the way he runs the ball, the way he tackles. His work rate's phenomenal every week, getting 200 metres and 40 tackles, whatever he gets. So, yeah, for sure, Fisher-Harris is up there with the best in the comp at the moment. And the second part of that question, I think Panthers are the team to beat. I mean, at least against the Melbourne Storm, we were sort of hanging in there, 8-6, but the Panthers just blew us off the park at the start. I mean, we are definitely a better team than we showed. But I think, yeah, it's the Panthers to lose at this point in the season for me.
What about that, Toby? I was going to ask you about the Panthers. There's been a lot of talk. They've been arrogant. How are they on the verbal? Are they giving it to you out on the field, or are they pretty just, are they quiet sort of kids?
They're actually pretty good. I mean, in the past, I've experienced them being a bit lippy, but there was one time when Brian Toole was carrying the ball and I was trying to sort of lift him up and Woodsy was calling, sit him in his seat, sit him in his seat. And he kept pumping his legs about 20 metres. And he goes, yeah, G, sit me in my seat. And I couldn't even sit him in his seat. So that was about all I thought I got from him. Other than that, they've been actually pretty good. So now they're a good bunch of boys and they're full of confidence and so they should be.
Yeah, exactly. I heard the Chambers had a nice, it was actually a nice listen. Nathan Cleary worried about winning a ring first, but the problem with Will was you're down by 40 when was that the case. But they keep on winning. If they're ticking people off with their try celebrations, they don't really care because there's one way, if you don't like it, you suppose you can stop them from scoring, but no one can do that yet.
No one's really figured out a way. That was a pretty good sledge from Willie, but yeah, unfortunately, he sort of came when we were about 50 points down.
Toby, your for and against last week was better than your opposition this week.
A for and against, yes, it was. Yes, it was. So that means that we're $1 on favourites this week.
Yeah, you should win by two. You know who will be scoring this week? We're talking about this before, Toby, where the old saying goes with a racetrack, when you walk into the racetrack, the first jockey you see with their saddles, etc., coming in is the jockey you should back. I saw today, now you guys must have left this morning for Queensland, because I saw Connor Tracy dragging his kit bag along. I reckon he's the man who scores this week. So are you in Brisbane right now?
No, in the sunny coast right now, just had a round of golf, 9 holes with the boys. And we're doing the presentation very shortly about who won and who cheated. But yeah, CT, he's a player in form at the moment. I mean, we're missing Ronaldo and Sione Katoa, but I mean, CT's doing just as good a job as them on the wing. So, and also he's a winger and then defended by other wingers, so surely he's going to score at some point.
Is he playing halves growing up or fullback, Connor Tracy?
Yeah, he was a 5'8" growing up, and then sort of just settled into this 14 role at the moment. I'm sure he wants to be a starter in some form. But did a whole preseason at fullback. He was a backup 9 for us last year, so he's just probably, in my opinion, one of the best utility players in the comp. Obviously, he wants to get a starting spot somewhere.
Yeah, and just back to the golf. How did you hit him today?
No, I'm a lot better at sort of eating chicken palmies and watching people playing golf.
Hey, Toby, have you any interest in the federal budget at all? I'm just looking at the paper today and it's everywhere. Have you got any take on the budget and where we should spend our money or where we shouldn't spend our money?
I think if as long as we just sort of... I've got nothing, eh?
I thought you might be into the budget because you were before your rugby league career, you were out in the tools, digging holes, you were telling me. And what was your job? What was your job prior to professionalism?
I was a rubbish removalist.
That's so it?
That was one of many. I was a door-to-door salesman for HelloFresh. That was pretty bad. I was going to door-to-door in an apron trying to sell people HelloFresh in Queensland. And
Summer
heat. I've done it all. I don't know. But yeah, put money in the trades. Get money in the trades. Let's go.
Righto. Well, listen, so Anastasia will be thrilled that Magic Round is proceeding because it means a lot of money going into the Queensland economy. Who's one player in your team who will be getting the least out of Anastasia or for Anastasia as far as, i.e., who's the biggest tight ass?
Jeez, I mean, when about 90% of your team is in that category, it's hard to sort of pick one out. Let me have a look around. I'm sort of eyeing some blokes off. I'll go young Teague Wilton, actually. For being a young bloke as well, he really should be just sort of, come on, mate, like, you know, we're living the dream. Let's just be a bit frugal. But he's a fish's ass at the moment.
Yeah.
Toby, how many years would you like to sign for? Like, in an ideal world, and don't say 10, but are you happy with, like, 4? I think a 4-year contract would suit you perfectly.
I think, at the moment, everyone's offering me 3-year deals. I'm not entirely sure why, but that just seems to be the number, so...
Three's good.
If it's 3 or if it's 4. Yeah, 3 is good.
Can I ask you this then? Can I ask you this? Don't tell me the clubs. Don't tell me the clubs. What sort of noise does their their mascot do? Come on. But do it a bit cryptic.
Just
hang on, Brent.
What noise does the Waratah make?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know what that does. Meow.
Look, is that a cryptic enough? I'm not too sure. Look, what noise does the shark make?
I've got a fact. Fun fact. What are this? Sharks never stop growing.
Is that right?
Don't stop. So there you go. Toby, you could be one of them. You could be like... You'd be 6'8" next year.
Hey, Toby.
I think all the clocks are the same.
Where's home, by the way? So if your career, we fast-forwarded 12 years and you've had another 12 magnificent years of playing rugby league, where is home?
Oh, well, home's Maroubra for me. That's where I've been majority of my life.
Yeah.
It's still where I feel that sort of most connection to. And you know, when I say I'm going home, I don't mean Sydney. I mean actually Maroubra.
Yeah.
There. But I don't know. I mean, if I play, 12 years in Melbourne, it'd probably be Melbourne. So who knows where this wild journey will take me.
Can I just give you a little bit of advice? Could you just sign 1 year and then wait until see which new team comes in? Would you be willing to do that, or you just want the security?
Well, at the moment, the security is what I'm after,
yeah.
Being 25 and having sort of, one
Six
serious
kids.
Injury so
yeah.
far,
yeah.
security is sort of where it's at. But in saying that, I mean, you're falling out with the coach here or there, you want to sort of test the waters somewhere else. What's the contract worth these days? You can always get a recruit at some point.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it matters who he plays for. He's going to give 100%, so if you can get
Can you say 110%? Because I love
110.
Saying that.
800.
I don't know if you knew this, but... did you know that Damien Cook was a beach sprinter, Toby?
What? Damien Cook was?
Can you believe it?
I heard he was a rub and tug connoisseur.
Yeah, he does. He's got them in his bath for sure. we're going to let you go. So before we go, who won the golf today? Just give us...
I actually have no idea as of yet, but I'm pretty sure the team of Wade Graham, Matt Moylan... Blake Braley and one of our support staff, Luke Mace, got the chocolate.
Did they stack the team? That sounds like a good team, doesn't it? Good
golf team. No, everyone's drawn out of the hat, but Wade did draw the names out of the hat, so there could be a bit of sabotage there. Yeah.
Did you draw something else out of your backside, Finchie? Have you done it again?
No, it's still lingering.
Mate, please. Toby, we've got to run, mate, and good luck in the golf results.
No worries, boys. Thanks so much for having me.